Preface. The word vaccine derives from the Latin word for cow. The English physician Edward Jenner coined it in his 1798 pamphlet, An Inquiry into the Causes and Effects of the Variolae Vaccinae. The last two Latin words mean smallpox of the cow or cowpox. Jenner postulated that cowpox causes mild disease in humans while protecting them from the far more dangerous smallpox. His proposal for inoculation with a weak form of disease-causing matter to prevent serious illness became the central concept of infectious disease medicine and has remained so ever since. The word vaccine was subsequently applied to immunizations against all infectious diseases. Its etymology is amazingly apt because vaccines are the ultimate sacred cow, that is, an idea, custom, or institution held, especially unreasonably, to be above criticism, with reference to the Hindus' respect for the cow as a sacred animal. Prior to 2020, we had never questioned the sacred cow of vaccines. It was only in 2020, when we observed the stupendous chicanery of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, that we began to wonder about the entire vaccine enterprise. Since then, we have methodically studied the literature on vaccination going back to its 18th century roots in a smallpox inoculation procedure called variolation. This book presents a brief history and critical evaluation of this public health procedure as it has evolved over the last 300 years. Here, at the outset, we declare that we are not anti-vaxxers, a propaganda term that is used to smear anyone who even questions vaccine orthodoxy. Anti-vaxxer is frequently used as a term of denunciation akin to the word heretic during the religious wars of Europe between approximately 1517 and 1648. We are heterodox thinkers and have no intention of replacing vaccine dogma with anti-vaccine dogma. Both pro- and anti-vaccine extremists tend to be far too categorical, too either-or in their thinking. Pro-vaccine fanatics want to vaccinate everybody against everything with no reference to a risk-benefit evaluation. Anti-vaccine fanatics regard all vaccines as equally dangerous and fraudulent without considering the possibility that, for certain people, under certain circumstances, a certain vaccine may confer a benefit that outweighs the risk. Both sides of the debate frequently draw conclusions that are not supported by the available evidence, which is often inconclusive. The word vaccine refers to various technologies for intervening in the complex biology of the body to induce immunity to various pathogens. We evaluate the most celebrated vaccines on a case-by-case basis. We do not dismiss the entire concept. Preventing any suffering, disability, and death is a worthy endeavor, and we give due consideration to vaccine protection from terrible conditions such as paralytic polio and congenital rubella syndrome. However, the value of vaccines is clearly diminished if they have side effects that cause disability and death. Therein lies the critical importance of ascertaining and weighing the benefits and the risks of vaccines, especially when they are mandated for school and job attendance. During the COVID pandemic, vaccine advocates often proclaimed that they follow the science, as though science was a settled entity in their possession. Even a superficial study of the history of medicine teaches us that every generation has overestimated its understanding of the human body and disease. Only an arrogant fool would believe that scientific understanding has culminated with his generation. Proper scientific inquiry has always given us glimpses into how much we don't know. As Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. put it, science is the topography of ignorance. From a few elevated points, we triangulate vast spaces, enclosing infinite, unknown details. Holmes's observation aptly describes the history of vaccine development to this day, as evidenced by the fact that messenger RNA, mRNA, vaccines for COVID-19 were hastily developed and foisted onto mankind in a state of near-complete ignorance about what the novel injections would do to the body. Humans have a long-standing habit of seeking simple solutions to complex problems. When confronted with a life-threatening phenomenon, we naturally reach for a weapon to fight it with. Vaccines have always been conceptualized as a weapon for warding off diseases, especially when nothing else seemed to offer any hope. This explains why people fervently embraced successive iterations of vaccines before they had any objective means of evaluating their risks and benefits. Whenever we place our hope, or faith, in a solution to a distressing problem, we are likely to be biased in our evaluation of whether it works. Since the first public inoculation campaign in Boston in 1721, mass vaccination has not been constrained by a rigorous scientific method. On the contrary, it's been mostly a matter of guesses, gambles, and wild experimentation. Many of its most passionate advocates were animated by religious fervor, wishful thinking, ideology, a desire for professional and social prestige, and money. Lots of it. When considering the rationale for any vaccine, a key question is whether its benefit outweighs its risk. The reality of risks and benefits can only be ascertained with unbiased inquiry, full transparency, and unfettered discussion. Knowledge has never advanced by forbidding scrutiny. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the widespread practice of censorship to suppress vaccine hesitancy eventually backfired by sowing distrust of vaccine advocates and suspicion about their motives. Vaccine technology cannot become safer and more effective if it cannot be questioned and critically evaluated. Likewise, a complete investigation of the causes of autism and other chronic diseases cannot be conducted if one is forbidden from examining the possibility that the myriad shots on the childhood schedule have played a contributing role. We hope that this book will facilitate a more informed and less dogmatic discussion about the risks and benefits of vaccination.